Good evening and welcome to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry, and I have Tyler Asher from the Upper Cumberland Small Business Development Center, director of that. Kind of a mouthful.
That is.
There's a lot of letters that go along with it.
We've been talking about that. There's so many acronyms in what we do between the SBA and the SBDC.
And I really get annoyed. Let's talk about what. So the SBDC, Small Business Development Center, SBA is Small Business
Administration.
And so basically, you help and work with entrepreneurs and small business owners.
That is correct. So the Small Business Development Center is funded through the SBA, which comes down to the state level. And we are tasked with helping small businesses start, grow, and achieve. And then if you have a current business, our job is to help you innovate, retain, and expand.
So one thing that I think is really interesting in economic development and the business community is, yes, these acronyms, but then these just like catchphrases, innovation. And how do you address the fact that sometimes these acronyms just kind of get, you lose the message that you're trying to put out there?
That's something that we've been working on as a team to just make sure we, because when you're in it every day, you just start throwing things around. Like, you know, I've only been here a few months. And so for me, just I'm starting to get used to it. And I start throwing acronyms around and just remember, oh, wait, they don't know what we're talking about. People don't know what we're talking about. So just explaining over again, hey, the Small Business Administration, Small Business Development Center at the Upper Cumberland Development District.
But it's really interesting because so I don't have a background in business at all. And so sometimes I just say those things because that makes me sound smart, too.
We won't hold that against you. Don't tell Jeff that.
So sometimes I like to use the acronyms or the, you know, those catchphrases more of like, you know, move the needle and all that kind of stuff.
Just move the ball down the court.
Right. There you go. So let's back it up. You just mentioned you've only been there a few months now.
That's correct.
And so they've done a little reallocating, I guess, of the Small Business Development Center grant, which was a grant that was kind of partnered with Tennessee Tech for a while.
Correct. So Tech is still considered our host institute. We still do a lot of partnership with them. We do great things with them. Our interns are coming through Tech. So we do a lot of work with them. But then also we are at the Upper Cumberland Development District, which gives us a whole nother platform that we work with. We're under the lending and economic development side, which is great because we have such great synergy. We just bounce ideas. We work with different businesses. So I think overall the change has been really good.
I think sometimes when you partner too closely with Tech, this is kind of what the Biz Foundry ran into when we were at our other location. We were right across from campus, and then people think, oh, well, I'm not part of Tech, so I can't use those resources.
Yes. And two, let's just be realistic. When you do something at the university, what's the one problem you have?
There's lots, but
parking.
Okay, yeah.
With us, now we're housed at the Upper Cumberland Human Resource Agency. We're over off Jefferson. We have
right behind Hooligans.
Right behind Hooligans, you turn in between. We have great parking. We basically have a storefront, and I think that is what will help make us even be more successful. Because it's easy access.
Yeah, yeah. But you are in a place now that people don't see you maybe as well. So you kind of got to get out there and let people know what you're doing.
And that's one thing that we are striving to do on a daily basis is to make sure that we are out in the spotlight as much as possible.
So what were you doing? Are you from this area?
So I will give you the quick synopsis. I am born, raised, and as thorough of a Cookvillian as you can get. I've only had two zip codes my entire life. We joke about that. And those are the only Cookville zip codes we have. So I went to school here, went to college here, graduated from Tech in 2014 with a degree in business management, met my wife here, our kids here. She's a teacher in the school system, so we are thorough Cookvillians.
Real deep roots.
Real deep roots. Grandma's, has small business
grandma's,
here.
Grandma's
yes.
lived here. So so you're pretty invested into this
yes.
area. But in college, did you think that you would be doing anything with economic development? You just
Lord, no.
You mentioned that you owned a small business.
Yes.
And so what was that?
So the past 10 years, I've been in insurance and financial services. And then the last 3 years of that, I owned an agency. And then we sold the business in December.
And what was the goal with that? What was the purpose of selling the business? And
There never was really a purpose of selling the business. It was just the opportunity that presented itself. And my family and I felt like we couldn't pass up the opportunity. And then we felt like you know, the Lord had a direction for us to go. And I'm thankful that we're in this position at the Small Business Development Center. I feel like that's where I belong. I feel very led to be here. I've only been here a few months, but just what I get to do and help people, especially through the pandemic, has just been amazing.
Well, and so a bit more into what you're actually doing there. How do you feel like you can impact small businesses of the region?
I think the biggest thing is when people call, they're already in such a panic anyways. And when you can relate to those people and say, listen, I've been in your shoes. I understand what you're, you know, I've been there. I've had the bad months and the good months. I get it. Now, I've never been through a pandemic as a business owner, but I've been there. I've done this. I've done the payroll taxes, having to deal with employees, having people come in and out and changing employees. Like I've been there. I get it. Here's what I did. Maybe this will help. I think that speaks a lot to people because they're comfortable because they understand what you're talking about.
As Jeff Brown says, your football coach should have played a little football.
Yes, that is correct.
That's his. And it is true. I think people kind of feel a little bit safer or a little bit that you understand and you can walk by them. And that's what one thing that since we've started working with the Small Business Development Center, I think you guys do a lot of handholding and a lot of walking alongside with business owners.
Right. And I think it just goes back to what I've been there. I've done that. I get what you're going through. So for me, when you talk about having issues with employees or, you know, what can you do to make your bottom line look better? I did that. I'll tell you what I did. Here's how I did marketing. Now you can change it just a little bit and make it your own, but I've done that. And I think people appreciate that.
In case you're just joining us, we have Tyler Asher, director of the Upper Cumberland Small Business Development Center here in town. And so you said you went to school at Tech.
I did.
Are you that young that you went right into insurance business right from school? Is that what you...
Now, there's a little... We kind of laugh about this. I was on what was called the 10-year track at Tech. They don't... No, not the 10-year like you like, teach forever.
Like T-E-N-U-R-E.
Yeah, like the 10-year track. Like, we need you to graduate so you can get out of here. Kind of crack. So I spent 9.5 years at Tech, but I did. I worked all the way through going full-time and went back. And so I worked in the insurance industry as I went back and got my degree.
And when you, growing up here, I mean, the landscape of Cookeville has changed a lot since...
I can tell you, like, for Walmart... used to be where Office Max and Tractor Supply is, and Lowe's used to be where Cumberland Auto Center, the body shop, is. Like, I remember that. And there's a little house on Jackson between CVS and McDonald's. I mean, I've been here long enough to know. I mean, I remember you used to rent movies at the racetrack.
Rent movie? Like, it was a Blockbuster there?
No, they had their own movies you could rent.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, that's how long I've been here.
So did you think that you, well, growing up, did you think you were going to stay here forever?
Oh, absolutely. I never had
intentions. You're like the kind that with like has a CHS tattoo on their butt because they were 10.
No, like I just knew that I wanted to go out and experience some of the world, but I never had intentions of moving anywhere else.
Yeah.
And now as I've grown older and I've been to places, the West Coast, the Northeast, I've been to those places. Yeah, they're awesome to visit. This is the only place I want to live.
Yeah. Did you think at that time that you would be able to be in a position to make an impact on the community as a whole?
No, I never really had that drive to have that community impact until later on, especially as I got into business ownership, wanting to make a difference. And then now in this position, I'm all about making a difference.
So as a kid, did you think that you would want to own a business?
I'd always, once I got in the insurance business, the goal ultimately was to get your name on the door. That was kind of what I was kind of groomed for, was to get your own agency and do your own thing. So that was kind of my goal to start with. And then it kind of led into this.
Yeah. And so you did that for a while. Do you think that you will continue in this more service industry? Do you see yourself kind of going back into...
I have zero plans for leaving doing what I do now.
You're going to retire from here forever.
I fully intend on it, just because the impact that you get to have. I mean, currently we're working on a project in Clay County, and it's actually, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it would bring 12 jobs to the county. And that alone, the thought of that just gets you excited. that you can make a that big of a difference in a distressed community anyways, and then you bring 12 jobs, that's a big deal. So that is kind of the fuel that will keep me going.
Well, and again, growing up here, I would think you would probably kind of see like, oh, Cookeville's the hub, and you don't really think about Clay County. You don't think about Salina or Jamestown, or you think, oh, well, I'm in Cookeville and this is good. And you don't think about how different it gets when you get outside of this county.
Absolutely. And that's the thing too, just as being in this position, is the things you get to see that are kind of behind the scenes when you work with different mayors or the Chamber of Commerce in different counties, just the impact that you can make for that community and what we do.
So what are, so this job, this project in Clay County, what can you tell us about it?
I can't discuss quite a bit because of our confidentiality agreements that we signed. But it will be a big expansion for business there. It'd just be a great impact for the community as a whole.
How did you personally get involved? How did you find out about this? How did you make those connections?
Since you've known me, I'm a big networker. I love to talk to people and just run the networks. So we were introduced to a gentleman, Dr. Young, up there in Clay County, and then he was working with this individual owner, and we were talking about some opportunities that were coming through to work with distressed areas. And so that he introduced us, and we met, and we started working with the owner. And so that's kind of how that happened. So just through networking at events is how we've gotten to do it.
I want to talk a little bit when we come back about networking, because I think people lose the vision for why that's so important as a small business owner. So let's get to that in a second.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry, and I have Tyler Asher, Director of the Upper Cumberland Small Business Development Center, today. Thanks for being here again.
Thank you for having us.
So we just were mentioning you're a big networking person. I am a huge networking person. And I think that there's maybe a lot of times entrepreneurs, small business owners downplay the value of networking.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's, if there were three important things you could do as a business, I think networking is probably the top priority.
And how do you feel like you can teach people that's valuable?
Because I think that people need, if you have a service or a skill and you're not telling people about it, they may need what you want and be willing to pay your price. But if you don't know those people are out there, they can't know what services you have are available.
One thing I find is just some of the events that we do or we go to or we're involved with is not necessarily that I can provide something to a business owner, but I can make connections because somebody has told me about their business or what they do. Then I can say, oh, you need a DJ service? Oh, I know who does that. Or you need your car detailed? I know who does that. And I can really we've been at events where we had students that were looking for a seamstress to make a glove prototype. And so we were able to connect a seamstress with this glove idea, and that you just getting out and talking to people really is helpful.
With my background in the insurance business, the main thing that they always taught was networking, because when you network and people can come to you and say, hey, I have this problem, can you solve it? Yes, you may not be able to solve their exact problem, but if you can find someone to do it, they always remember that. And so they always come back to you. So that's just the one thing I love to do is to network and get people together, because it's just awesome to watch that flourish.
Well, and I don't know that you put this together, but as an insurance agent, just like that, you have all these different clients, and whether they have their own business or they know somebody, but you can connect them. And maybe somebody's not looking for insurance right then and there, because that.
But down the road, they will be, and they remember that.
Yeah, and so that's kind of what you're doing similarly now with small businesses, is that you're being able to make that connection. And maybe I'm not trying to start a small business, or I don't need help right now, but I know that you've helped my friends, and so I'll come back to you the next time I need something.
I'll give you a perfect example. We had a client approach us for some counseling. We were talking. She was explaining what she was wanting to do. I said, wait, we got another client here that is an expert in this. Let's get you hooked up with this person. And they got together. She emailed me the other day. She was like, this has been the best thing ever. Like, they are spot on. You knew exactly what I was looking for, and you put me in the right person, and they've just, this will be a huge partnership for my business. And I didn't do it. I just put two people together and off they go.
Right. And the next time that somebody else says, hey, I'm looking for financial support, I need a micro loan. And they're going to say, hey, you should go and talk to Tyler at the Small Business Development Center.
Correct. And speaking of that, we do work, we are development district employees. So we do work very closely with our revolving loan fund that we have and the micro loan. And we are trying to ramp up that program, which is, I think, is fantastic.
Well, tell me a little bit about that.
So the micro,
tell our listeners, because I know
the microloan program is done through the Upper Cumberland Development District Revolving Loan Fund, and it is geared toward starting a business and needing some capital up to $30,000. It's just a great way to get started going in business that a traditional bank would not want to do the loan on. So ours is designed to take a little more risk. We work directly with the Biz Foundry or the Small Business Development Center, really hardcore for the first 2 years, is I think the way we're gearing the program toward. So it just allows people to get their business plan, get some capital to take the idea and go.
And people, and like you said, it's people, one lady who, she ended up not being able to go through with it, but she didn't want to put up our house at the bank. The bank said, well, if you're going to, you know, we give you this money, you're going to have to put your house up. And she's like, nope, my family lives there. That's not, I'm not doing that. And so she was able to come to the development district and ask for, you know, get a $25,000 loan to start a coffee shop. And so, and it was in Gainesboro. So it was a rural area that was going to, you know, really pour into that area. And so that's what these loans, I think, are really impactful for, is that they can really change some of these rural areas.
And the whole goal of having clients work with the Small Business Development Center and the Biz Foundry with the microloans is that we want to get them, those clients, up and going. And then we would like for a bank to come along and say, oh, this is great. You've got 2 years of a proven track record. Absolutely. We'll take this. And then we turn around and take that money. We find another business that we put into. And then hopefully it's kind of a cycle that, oh, a bank. Yeah, we want to make bankable loans with just a little bit of help.
Hence, they're called revolving
loan fund.
There you go. So you mentioned the partnership with the Biz Foundry a few times now. And so in the quarantine time, I think you and Jeff and Michael Akins might have had too much time on your hands, and you decided to launch a whole new program.
If you come to know me personally, you know that I'm about 94 miles an hour is how I operate. My counterparts kind of laugh, but yes. So Jeff and I had a Zoom call about my third day in, and I said, we need to do this. We created a Zoom Up Your Revenue. We had about 37, 38 people on there. And I said, we just need to continue to do this right now. And the whole main goal was just to help people to create new ways to innovate during this pandemic. So that's what it kind of started.
And just way to pivot. Like, okay, yeah. So what else can we do? I thought what I really liked about those calls were it was like a group think.
Yeah.
So it wasn't, hey, let me tell you what to do. But it's like, hey, here's another entrepreneur. This is what they're doing. Could this help you spur something with your business?
And that was the whole goal of it, was designed to do, to take, hey, we have these current products. We just shifted how we're doing them. And then it's totally generated a whole nother revenue stream for us. Oh, well, I can do this with my business. And I can do this, and it'll generate revenue during this. And that was the whole goal of this, was to create those just innovative thinking outside the box, something totally different to help your business survive during this time.
So we were just mentioning kind of the partnerships. And so one of the things was to try to do these community calls.
Correct.
And not try, to do these community calls biweekly, and just different topics that business owners need to really just help them.
The whole goal is just to give them access to information and maybe spark ideas. So we had we'd done one with an attorney, we'd done one with the CPA, just to ask questions and hopefully that business owners aren't afraid, like, well, I don't want to call an attorney, I'm going to get charged, or a CPA or someone. So that was just the whole goal, is to get those out and just hopefully to get business owners thinking forward, thinking about ahead.
And so when you and Jeff decided to kind of start working on this, you also looked at Tennessee Tech, and their program for entrepreneurship and small business is the Center for Rural Innovation.
Correct.
With Michael Akins over there. He's been a past guest of ours. And WCTE jumped on and said, hey, we'll help too.
Yeah. I was doing a live at five with Becky, and I was talking about what we're doing, and she immediately said, I want in. So we just automatically brought Becky and her team at WCTE in. I think it's been a great partnership for all four of us. It helps get the word out. And my biggest thing about taking this program over was, as a small business owner, I had no idea the Small Business Development Center even existed. So that has been my biggest platform, is making sure that the entire Upper Cumberland knows that the Small Business Development Center is here. We want to help you. We will do everything we can to help you. So just reach out to us. That's the best advice I can get to you.
So we're kind of partnering. I think this is, to me, the most magical piece of what the Upper Cumberland is that you guys do some of the similar things that we do, but we don't look at it as, there's so many great collaborations in this region.
Oh, absolutely.
And so we don't look at, okay, let's make sure we're not doing this. Like, right. We're taking your people, you're taking our people. We look at how can we really serve the people. And so we've come up with this name that's taken us a little bit of time.
LBRC.
LBRC, Local Business Resource Collective. And so that's kind of our way to bring everybody together.
Correct.
You have a business, whatever your needs are, whether it's funding or interns or branding. Come and we will point you in the right direction. Because we all are not everything to everyone. And Correct. We're really aware of what we're good at. And so, and then we can kind of pass the resources along.
That's the beauty of this whole partnership, is we all work very well together anyways. And so we talk about what we have, how can you help, things of that nature. And I think that's what, it's a win-win for everybody. And especially it's a win-win for a business that comes to us.
Well, and I think one of the huge aspects of economic growth in our region is that we are so spread out. I mean, you go to Nashville and you can service in, a 10-mile radius the amount of people that we can in Putnam County. So we have to get out and we have to really spread our wings. And instead of working harder, we're trying to work smarter with this.
That's correct. And we're trying to play to the strong suits of our group. So, we do a lot with, capital and working with businesses and different financial institutions to get the business the financing that they need. And so I've called Jeff and I'm like, hey, what do you think about this? Or what do you think about this? Or what are they doing in business? And he'll say, oh, that's a great idea, but I would do this. And it's something I didn't even totally think about. So, and he's done the same thing, especially with all the payroll protection program that came out, the economic injury disaster loan. He's called and he's like, so-and-so wants to know about this specific loan, and I'm sending them to you because you'll answer. And that's the beauty of this partnership, is we don't know all the answers, but someone in our group can either will get the answer or will find out the answer from their sources.
Well, and that's, I think it's really just that networking piece comes back together. Jeff and I have kind of said that, is that he I think he knew a lot of people, but I knew a totally different group of people coming in there. And so it's been really neat to see just the two of us. Him, he's a Cumberland County guy and he's been here forever, and I'm kind of a new face, and just see how we can work together. And I think that's kind of what you and your team is doing over there as well.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing.
So real quick, before we wrap up, where do you see taking the Small Business Development Center in the next year, 2 years?
My 3-year plan for the development center is, this may be a little far-fetched, but I would like to double our staff. Right now it's just myself and then Megan Smith, who is our small business advisor. I would love to add another small business advisor and a full-time administration, that just to grow our department that big, I think would be awesome. And just to serve as many businesses as we can in the Upper Cumberland.
And how can people find the Small Business Development Center?
The best way to find us is to go online at tsbdc.org. That would be a great way to find us. Or you can reach us. My direct line is 931-261-0000. 0421, or you can reach us at the office, which would be 931-520-6081. And we will be happy to schedule an appointment with you, help you go over your business. If you've got an idea you want to get started, we'll be happy to help you.
Tyler Asher from the Small Business Development Center. Thank you so much.
Thank you.